Hey everyone, welcome back to another edition of the Pick Six. I'm your host, Mike Wobschall, inside TCO Studios at Winter Park. Following the Vikings' season-opening win against the New Orleans Saints, the Pittsburgh Steelers right around the corner, and your questions right here. Here we go. Question number one comes from Austin. I was really impressed with the Vikings' offensive line against the Saints. Bradford seemed to have all day to throw the ball. Skol Vikings. One sack allowed, one hit, one hurry. Great job by the Minnesota Moving Company. That new look offensive line looking really good. It was Pro Football Focus's number four offensive line in terms of pass rushing efficiency, and they kept chugging in the running game. Finally broke free in the second half. Dalvin Cook got over 100 yards. Great job by that offensive line for the Vikings. Travis in Andover has question number two. Should we expect the Vikings offense to continue to thrive and succeed both on the ground and through the air? Yes, you should. Obviously, the passing game took center stage against the Saints. Sam Bradford had his best game as a Viking and his best passer rating as a pro, 146. Thielen and Diggs tore the Saints defense apart. Kyle Rudolph even had a touchdown. But the Vikings put a lot of emphasis on the running game. Riley Reiff and Mike Remmers, known for their run blocking, signed Latavius Murray, drafted Dalvin Cook. Pat Shurmur does want to be physical, and he does want to run the ball, so I think you'll see a balanced attack going forward. The third question comes from Charles. Do you think this Diggs-Thielen combo is sustainable throughout the season? Of course I do, and if you don't, then you don't remember last year. Both Diggs and Thielen were over 900 receiving yards a season ago. Diggs had 84 catches. Thielen had 69. They had 16 catches on 18 targets against the Saints. These two are bona fide and legit, and if you don't think so, you're just ignoring the facts. The next question comes from Greg. Only concern is, again, the secondary. They couldn't compete. An Achilles heel? Hello? Did you watch the same game I did? Vikings secondary looked great. Drew Brees finished with good numbers but didn't get to 100 passing yards until 3 minutes and 42 seconds to go in the third quarter. You couldn't find Michael Thomas with a searchlight. Loved how the secondary looked. They're deep, they're talented, and I can't wait to watch them against Ben Roethlisberger and the Steelers offense on Sunday. It's going to be a good challenge. Our next question comes from Raymond in Oregon. Does Jerick McKinnon own the kickoff return job for the season, or will they tinker with it using Rodney Adams this year? Well, Rodney Adams was inactive for game one, but that doesn't mean he'll be inactive for every game. I thought McKinnon was solid on kickoff return, took some of them out, but also wasn't afraid to take a knee. Sometimes it's not a bad idea to take a knee. It's a 25-yard play when you do, but you also want to be aggressive. McKinnon was in the preseason, and he took one to the house, 108 yards. For a touchdown. I think it's his job, but you know Zim, he wants everyone to compete all the time, so it's his job for now, but he has to keep doing a good job. Our final question comes from Scott. Mike Tomlin will blitz the house next week. Hope the Vikes are ready for it. CJ Ham quietly had a great game at fullback. Good job by CJ Ham. It's cool to see the Vikings keep a fullback, kind of an old school position, and CJ Ham, it's hard not to root for that guy. He did have a good game against the Saints. As for facing the blitz, remember Sam Bradford, 4 of 5 for 65 yards and a touchdown when under pressure. So I think Scott's right. Mike Tomlin will bring some pressure and he'll blitz, but he better be careful because Bradford can burn you. That's it for this week's edition of the Pick 6. We'll be back next week with another edition after the Vikings Week 2 game against the Steelers. So continue to send your questions to the email address at the bottom of the screen and you could be in next week's Pick 6. In the meantime, cool content up on the sites, highlights from the game, photos from the game, and guess what? Everson Griffin was wired for the game, so check that out right now. Cool access, go behind the scenes as one of the best defensive ends in the NFL gets after future Hall of Famer Drew Brees. That's it for now. See you next week.